Thank you for your company and welcome to the Australian Society of Clinical Hypnotherapists introduction to our webinar series, where you will hear interesting conversations with members and guests. It's all about the mind. You are invited to attend the next ASCH webinar via Zoom on Sunday, the 14th of January, 2024, at 2 p.m. The presenter is Richard Hill, and the topic, Mirroring Hands, What the Client Wants is Not Always What They Need. I want to welcome to the podcast, Richard Hill. Richard, how are you going?
Look, I'm going very well. Always happy to be back home with family and friends.
Now, Richard, you're going to give a webinar on what the client wants is not always what they need.
Yes, this is an interesting aspect, and I work a lot of time of my time is trying to sort of come to grips with the differences between and why there are differences between the mirroring hands process, which is very laid back, very undirective, in fact, almost non-participatory by the therapist sometimes, and the much more sort of directed or at least engaged activities. And so how is it when we sort of say, oh, we'll just see what happens, let it all flow? It's not really as loose as that. That's a framework. But people do come for specific things. They come, you know, I've got a smoking problem, an anxiety problem. I've got a pain problem. And they're saying, you know, can you fix that? But you see, this is our linear thinking, that the thing that manifests, the thing that emerges is the whole story. And that's all we have to do. We fix that and everything else gets fixed. But of course, we're not. We're complex beings. And this is something that people will realize in the book and in the teachings, that we have to look at, okay, that's what is manifesting. That's what's coming out. That's what we're seeing. What is that really all about? And just giving it a real quick, simple, real-life example, three times a day, you come up with a very important conscious awareness and you go, I'm hungry. But you actually have no idea what for, you know, whether it's carbohydrates or vitamin B or 2 milligrams of this. All we become aware of consciously is enough to get us to act. And if you've taken yourself to a therapist because of your smoking, because of your eating, because of your anxiety, because of your pain, then that is what the body wanted you to do. Get to somewhere where you could get help. But now, from the therapist's point of view, don't be so simplistic as to think that what they've come with is all that the story is all about. It might be sometimes, but almost all the times that I come across things, and remember, I get quite difficult cases more often than not, there's something much more. And that thing they've come with is the door opener. That's the crack in the facade of greater issues that you need to deal with.
The many layers of consciousness.
We create personas. What we do is we create implicit amnesias to things, and we know all this sort of stuff. But fundamentally, what it is the consciousness only needs to become aware of a very blunt interpretation of what might be a very much more detailed and complex issue. They say, I'm hungry. We don't know what for, but we just know if we just eat enough that we'll get satisfied. So I quite often have with someone who's got particularly pain issues, really, pain is just the way the body says, pay attention to this now. And this can go back to past trauma. It can go back to actual biological issues that we're just not paying attention to because we're thinking it's emotional or being paying more attention to that. So there's always the possibility and quite often the probability almost that there's something else and you need to open and aware. That's what I want to talk about. How do you notice? How do you see it? How do you enable them to take advantage of the capacities and skills that you are making available to them?
Now, I notice in the blurb you've written, bring your questions and, if you would like, your cases from which we can learn and teach each other. So what can people expect from the webinar for themselves?
Yeah, I mean, this is what's really important. The work, as I see it, and carrying on from Ernest Rossi and him from Erickson, is that every experience, every therapeutic experience is a science experiment. It's an experiential, unpredictable, individual experience. So I can say, oh, this generality or that generality, and in the audience, maybe 20, 30, even 40% of the audience go, oh, yeah, that works for me. But it's that other percentage, that 50 to 60% of the audience, whether they're therapists or clients, who go, oh, that doesn't quite fit me. So I want your questions and answers. I want your cases. I want the one case, the two case, the second case, and going, someone saying, oh, that's sort of right, but not quite right for me. Good. Okay, how do we shift them? What do we learn? And what can we do to adapt our framework and find and respond to what Ernie and I now am very enthusiastic about is what we call creative moments. Creative moments in, from the client to the therapist and creative moments from the therapist to the client. So these are the things that we need to look at individually.
Well, I invite participants who are going to attend this webinar to have your questions and case studies ready so you can learn from Richard how to utilize this fantastic tool, Mirroring Hands.
That would be wonderful, Matthew. And it's something that we sometimes are cautious about and hold back about. We're not sure whether we know what we're doing. Just let's talk together. This is what makes for great experiences.
All right, Richard, I want to thank you and I look forward to the webinar.
Thank you so much, Matthew. It's I'm really looking forward to this presentation, as I am every time I present.
Thank you for listening. We look forward to your company again. In the meantime, you can check out our website, asch.com.au.